Welcome to Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops of the week.
My whoops, my whoops.
Hello and welcome to Whoops.
Welcome to Whoops.
Perfect. That was a perfect landing. We stuck it. We went with it.
Welcome to Whoops, a podcast about mistakes. I'm Holly Perkins.
I'm Mary J. Berger.
How's it going, Mary J.?
It's okay. My internet is spotty, but I'm at the beach, so I can't complain.
Yeah, that's so... I'm very jealous.
I know, I wish you were here.
I know. I wish that I was there as well. And I had been... God, I feel like we haven't talked in so long. I feel like...
I know.
I mean, we have, but I feel like the podcast has not happened. And so we have so much to catch up on. But...
I know.
Yeah, so last week... I was sick at the beginning of the week, and then Mary J. lost her voice at the end of the week.
That was the worst. I kind of like it. I like when my voice is raspy, but this, like, I could barely talk.
Me too. I love a, like if I sound like this, I think it's
sexy.
Sexy. But...
yeah.
But, yeah, when you lose your whole voice, you're like, well, fuck, that's everything. But Mary J. did get tested for COVID, so we know that that wasn't
COVID negative.
She's a negative.
And we've been like, we got here and we've just been like ordering takeout and then,
yeah,
just hoping for the best.
That's great. Yeah, how's the like crowd and everything? Does it feel like there's a lot of people around or?
Not where we are. Like, there's a fair amount of people, but there's a lot of space between everyone.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it felt like really, and we've, like, worn our masks everywhere. Not on the beach, but, like, we wore our mask anywhere we go when we pick up food and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, we're doing the best we can, but it's like, my parents had also already paid for this vacation.
Yeah.
And so, like.
So you're like, well, what are we gonna do? Not go and waste the money? And it's also, like, unsure right now, and if you're being safe, and everybody was tested before they left, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all staying in a house, and the house was, like, super sterilized.
Yeah, Seth and I went to Chattanooga, not this past weekend, but the one before that, and the house was, like, totally empty, which felt very weird and very, like, cold and not like homey at all, but it was very nice to be like, this place is the cleanest place that I've ever been.
Yeah.
Like, it had a couch and a bed, and that was it.
Oh,
like,
nice.
There was like, and like a couple lamps, but they didn't have like any, like, they didn't have a coffee table, they didn't have any art on the wall, like, they had nothing. It was very strange, but yeah, we just were like, I have to get out of this town.
Yeah, I just can't be here.
Yeah, it's so strange. Everything is so just weird right now. Oh, also, for our listeners that don't know, I also lost my job this week.
Oh my God, I saw that and I forgot to talk to you about it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't unexpected. It was definitely something that we thought was a possibility. Like, our company, so I've been like furloughed since April, and then we were supposed to come back on June 30th, and which I guess is tomorrow, but we were supposed to come back on June 30th, and then they sent out an email sometime last week that was like, 40% of our staff is getting laid off, and sorry, you're one of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really, it's very strange, like, the people that got laid off, I feel like there seems to be no rhyme or reason to it. Like, some people that I think are incredible at their jobs lost it, and some people that I think are not very good at their jobs got to keep their jobs, so it's very strange.
Yeah.
And, like, I have one coworker who's literally going through chemo right now, and she got laid off, and it's like...
No.
I know. That to me, I'm like, I don't know how morally you could be like, yes, we're going to keep this employee on. And
right.
And to me, it was kind of like a silver lining of like, well, I would have so much guilt if I got to keep my job and she didn't. That,
yeah, that's
like,
true.
Well, at least I don't get to keep mine either.
Will you get to do unemployment? Like, have you filed for that?
So I've been on unemployment since I got furloughed. And so basically, like, yeah, I'll be able to stay on unemployment, but the CARES Act, like, payment extension, I guess payment addition ends on July 25th. Like, that'll be the last day that we get extra money. So then it's going to, like, really suck to be on unemployment, because unemployment in Tennessee is, like, the maximum you can get is $275 a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's insane.
I know. So that's going to, like, suck if they don't extend the money. But they're saying that they might, like, they don't know. But so, yeah, I'm just looking for another job and.
Holy, like, shit.
Trying to figure all that out. Yeah, it's been just a friggin', I think,
that's,
like,
horrible.
I think that's, like, why I got sick last week, just because, like, my immune system was just catching up with everything. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm so stressed, I just, like, can't fucking deal. Like, your body's like, we need to be sick right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And I ate some vegan corn dogs, but whatever. I ate a lot of frozen vegan corn dogs.
Oh, I love those. They're
so good.
I know which ones you're talking about. In the green box, the Morningstar.
I think these are Field Roast.
That's what I like to get.
These are a bag of them, but it was like an impulse buy that I do not regret. It's very delicious. Sponsor us, Field Roast.
Yeah.
Or Morningstar, either one. But yeah, yeah. So I've just been having, like, such a weird time lately, but how are you? How are things otherwise? So you're at the beach all this week?
I'm at the beach, which is nice. I'm away from my roommate, she moved out. Did I tell you she moved out?
Oh my God. What the fuck? No, you haven't told me this.
So we finally,
have you not told me this? Oh my God.
She was like, and it's so funny because we were already going to move out, me and my other two roommates, and then she, like, called the police for the fourth time and they didn't do anything, and so she just decided to move out.
Oh my God. Mary J, I would have made you do a solo episode of the podcast so that we could spill all the tea about your crazy roommate.
We'll have to do, like, a bonus episode.
Oh my God.
Or something. Just
we really
about
should. Guys, there is
horrible lady
too much ground to cover for us to.
Too much. We don't have enough time.
It's kind of like if you've been involved in, like, a court case and you can't talk about it until court is over. Like,
yeah.
Now that the court is over,
it's just like,
we have so much
we
to
can
say.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just, like, tiniest, like, bit to tell you some of the tea. She called the cops on us four times for no reason. One time, nobody was even in the house. And
wait, I don't know about that.
One of my roommates was walking his dog and she called the cops. And he got back and she was like, cops are on their way.
For what? For nothing. She's insane. So
she would just tell them she felt assaulted.
Oh my God. For
She's
reference,
horrible.
Mary J lives with two men who are very non-threatening. They are dating each other. They are, like, not, so it's not a sexual, they are both homosexual
men.
No,
there's no, like, romance there that went sour or, like.
No, it's not like that, like, oh my God, that is insane.
Yeah. So then she was, like, she finally moved out because she said she, like, I guess somebody let her stay with them because she was, like, I don't feel safe here. And we were like, we literally have padlocks on our doors. Like,
oh my God. Yeah, guys.
I have a no trespassing sign on my bedroom door.
She has a sign posted because legally she cannot take action if she doesn't have a sign. That is how that is how insane the story gets. Mary J, we have to do, like, a bonus up where you just tell all of this crazy shit. It is, there's too much. There's just too much for us to even go over right now. Oh my God. Well, thank God. God, I mean, praise to the heavens. Thank God that she moved out. That's great.
I know. Did I ever tell you about that time? Now I can say it because she's out of the house and I knew she didn't, but, like, she got mad at us and she was like, my roommate, like, took, like, a big hit off of a blunt and was coughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, I was like, to her, I just said, I was trying to like kind of like ease the tension. I'm like, don't worry, it's not Corona.
Yeah.
And she was like, I've already had Corona, thanks. And then walks into her room.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that story. That's so nuts.
Where it's like, first of all, if you really like thought you had COVID, why would you not tell your roommates?
Right, okay, this is the first that we're hearing of it. Plus, it was like it was like a few months ago too, like before she could have also, possibly been tested for Corona. Like, here's the thing, literally March, I remember because it was the same day as the tornado, like March 5th, 6th, and 7th, like that week, I had one of the worst flu, probably the worst flu that I've ever had.
Oh, you were super sick.
Yeah, I was super sick, and it was really weird because the tornado hit while I was sick, and, like, it felt very strange. But even me, who, like, is somebody that at the beginning of this thing happening got incredibly sick with all of the Corona symptoms, like, I still am not like, oh, I had it. I don't even, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
I had it, thanks.
I had it. I already had it, so... Like,
I was like, she said that like I'd offered her like a dessert.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I already ate one.
I already had some. I already had a disease.
I had some, so.
My God. I was like, a brain disease doesn't count.
That's so crazy.
I know. I'm like, do you have a fucking tumor or something? What is wrong?
Oh, my God. Well.
One day.
Yeah, we'll have, there's so much more, guys. I mean, there's just so many layers to that crazy story. So when are you guys planning on moving out?
In the third week of July.
Oh, fun. I think that's where my birthday is.
Around I will there. Tell you specifically when, but I don't want everyone to know specifically when.
Yeah.
Just in case they listen.
Yeah, don't, nobody can know. She's moving out eventually. Get over it.
Eventually, get over it. I just don't want, like, what if she listens to, I don't care if she hears me trash her on the podcast, but I'm trying, like, to not, I don't want anyone to know what we're
okay, doing. Well, after Mary J is completely moved into her new place, we will release a bonus episode of everything terrible that happened. Also,
yes,
her new place is within walking distance of my place, so that's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's
gonna be great.
Yeah, that's, I'm very excited about that. But, yeah, so anything else new happening with you? That's a pretty big one.
That's a pretty big one. Not really much. I mean, I've just been working, and I took, like, I babysit for this little kid. He's, like, he's 15, but he has a disability. But, like, so he acts like he's, like, 5.
Yeah.
And we, he, like, we just do random shit throughout the day. Like, I can take him wherever, so... We, like, go hiking at Radnor, or we're, like... But I, like, took him through the car wash the other day, and he fucking lost it. He thought it was the best thing.
Oh, my
he
God. Was like, that's so cute.
Because we were driving, and he was, like... He calls me Baba, because he can't say burger. And so he'll go, Baba. And then he was, like, asking about the car wash, and he was, like... Shh, psh, 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 psh. And I was, like, what do you want? And he was, like, car? Psh, psh, psh. And I was, like, you want a car wash? And he was like, yeah. And then I was like, because my car's messy. So he was like, yeah, I want to. And then I was like, cool. Too bad they don't have a car wash for the inside of my car. And he was like, oh, baba. And so like, oh. Like, he does it all the time. Or he'll go, oh, ba.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And so I took him through, and he thought it was the funniest thing because, like, he didn't know, like, you know, you put it in neutral and then it, like, takes you through.
Yeah.
I, like, kept putting up my hands and being like, I'm not driving the car. We're gonna die. And he thought it was so funny.
Oh, that's really fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
That's very sweet.
We love that shit.
Yeah.
And then I took him to see the class guinea pigs and he, like, snuggled all over them. It was a good day.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't think about the fact that you have some class pets, like...
Oh, yeah.
What happened to
they're
those
in class house. Ended?
They're all at the teacher's house?
Yeah, that's... Well, the other day my sister was like, I mentioned the guinea pigs for some reason. I don't remember why. Who knows? I don't have to have a reason to talk about guinea pigs.
I mentioned the guinea pigs.
And so we're like... I was talking about them, and she was like, oh, I figured they were, like, dead because y'all were out of school. And I was like, did you think we just, like...
Wait, she thought that they just let them die because you weren't going in?
Yeah, just... We're just letting two, like, rodents rot in our classroom.
Just totally rotting, too. Like, stinking up the whole school. Just rotten corpses of fucking... And guinea pigs are not that small. Like...
No. And I was like, well, obviously, like, my teacher took them home. And had she have said, I'm not taking them home, I would have taken them home. Like...
Oh, my...
Nobody... It was never an option to not take the guinea pigs.
No. That is...
I asked her, I was like, what must you think of me?
That you're like, whatever, those guinea pigs are dead, moving on.
Whatever.
Like, oh my God.
They're going to deep clean the school, they'll take care of them.
Ugh. Guys, this week we have a really fun guest. She is a comedian and podcaster based out of Atlanta. She has a really funny podcast called Cheaties that I did an episode of that was so much fun. Please welcome Lace Larrabee.
Yay, it's me.
Hi! How do you say your last name? Yes.
That's it. You nailed it. First time. Most people don't.
I'm going off of being a big fan of the movie Sabrina.
Oh, yeah. David Larrabee.
Yeah. They're all so like, the Larrabees.
So my dad's name is David Larrabee.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's very fun. Yeah, I watched that movie.
Are you talking about the one with Harrison Ford and Greg Kinnear or the old one?
There's two, and they both have the same characters.
Honestly, like, both good. Okay. I like both of them.
I've only seen the new one. The 90s one.
Yeah, yeah. The remake one. Yeah.
You know, the new one from 30 years ago?
The new one.
fresh out of there with some Greg Kinnear.
I recommend it, guys.
Up-and-coming actor Harrison Ford.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of it, guys. You're going to hear a lot.
Well, that movie... I was watching it maybe a couple months ago with my boyfriend, and he was like, why do I know that name so well? And I was like, oh, I just did a podcast with Lace Larrabee, so you probably heard me saying that. But then I thought about you the other day, too, because I was watching that movie 365. Have people talked to you about that movie?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's called 365 Days.
Okay.
It is... I guess it's like 50 Shades of Grey kind of vibe, but the actors are like much hotter. And
how's that possible? First of all,
the male actor is like nothing I've ever seen. I mean,
you mean like
Google this real quick?
Google it real fast. But the female actress, 365 days. The female actress, I was like. Out? She looks exactly like Lace Larrabee the entire time. She looks just like you. And there is a porn scene in it. And I was like, I feel uncomfortable because I have to talk to Lace this week. And there's like
she
some...
She looks... I just looked her up. I will take
Oh, my
that.
God. I was like telling everybody that I was talking about the movie with, too. I was like, do y'all know Lace Larrabee? Because she looks just like... And everybody would be like, yeah, oh my God, yeah, I see it. I absolutely see it. So, but
I do not look like her, but she is crazy hot, and I appreciate that.
I'm going to put it on our Instagram story and let our listeners decide if she looks like her. But
I'm going to find someone really hot. I'm going to post one of Heidi Klum and say that to me.
Yeah.
Do it.
Well,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Just be like, one of my favorite games on Bumble is to like. When I'm like, if a dude is on my nerves.
That's so
I say it like there's built-in games.
Well, you know, I send Catherine all my screenshots.
Oh, yeah?
Catherine Blanford, yeah.
Well, do you have any good cheating stories? We need to have you on the podcast.
I don't really have any good cheating stories, but I just fuck with people in Bumble. That's my
interest. Oh, I think Mary J is being a little humble here because this is a direct quote from the podcast many times where she says, I've cheated on everybody I've ever dated.
Oh, I thought you meant people cheating on me. Yeah, I've cheated on all my boyfriends.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Cheaties work either way. So we like... We like cheaters, cheaties, and side pieces. So anything.
Oh shit! Yeah, I'm a cheater for sure. Like, I'm,
yeah, girl, you got it.
I'm a sociopathic. Just.
I think she'd be very fun.
We gotta have you on then. This, I love this.
Yeah. Oh my god, she can relive the Facebook drama that you had with your crazy ex.
Oh god.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I didn't give it. Yeah, I was like, I didn't give a shit. I called my ex out online because I was like, "Fuck you! Like, you were wrong to me."
Uh huh.
It was really good.
Big thing in like support of like women in comedy, and he was like, because my like, he was like my last girlfriend or whatever was like a female comedian and this, that, and the other, and that's, but he was also verbally and emotionally abusive to me for like half of our relationship. Yeah. And so like I called him the fuck out online and I was like, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, you're, and so he responded and just was like, sorry you feel that way. And I was just like,
yeah,
yeah.
It was so, and then he made another post that was Holly, like, it was like, I guess I've learned my lesson that I shouldn't speak up in support of women. And we were like, that's not the point. The point is.
Yeah,
also learned. Like, that's not how that works. That's not how any of this works.
No.
That's,
yeah.
It was like, that's, the point is you can't say like, wow, how crazy it is that men say these horrible, abusive things to women when you are also saying really horrible, abusive things to women.
It's amazing. It's like all of them can't remember what they did. They can only focus on
right. Outside. And he says, that's not how I remember that sequence of events. And I'm like, okay, well, a lot of it is like public record. Like, we all know about it.
Well, that's what they forget are all the receipts, right?
Exactly.
Like
the
guy that I had for the guy I was with 6 years, that the end of that caused my story that then in turn reminded Catherine when she was breaking up with her ex who cheated on her, she literally referenced what I went through while she was in the middle of it. She thought, should I stop while I'm catching my ex to call Lace and tell her that what's happening to me happened to her? And it's so crazy because like that guy still to this day, 8 years later, acts like that never happened.
Oh my god.
And none of it ever happened that way. And it's so funny because we all have receipts. And I've got a million witnesses.
It's so funny.
Like,
they're like, yeah, but I don't think, like, it's like my students at school, a lot of times, like, when we do language arts, like, because I work in special ed, and, like, a big thing in, like, the middle school is we read these articles, and then we have to, like, ask them to answer, like, fact or opinion based on statements. And I want to do that with a lot of men. I want to be, like, this is not a fact. This is an opinion. Like,
that's a bit.
You need to pick out the difference. Like,
that's a bit. I hope you have that written down. It's like,
I don't. I never write. I'm so bad at writing anything. Well,
start and write that part. Because that's absolutely hilarious.
It's so funny. Yes. Yeah. I listened to that episode of the podcast where you give your story and it is wild. I really suggest our listeners check out Cheaties. It's also with former podcast guest Catherine Blanford, so both of them have very, very wild, intense cheating stories that are.
Oh yeah. Sorry, you cut out on my end for 1 second, so I missed whatever you said. But I love the fact that you told people to listen to my podcast.
Yes,
so
thank you. That's all. I was just telling them to listen to it because it's so funny. Yeah, it's so funny, and like when people come through with the receipts and they're like, "Hold on, I'm gonna read directly from the screenshot." I'm like, "Oh, this is gonna be good." Like,
it's gonna be fun. Yeah.
It's so fun.
Thank you so much. We love doing it. I mean, that was the thing is when we started it, it's because our stories were so similar, and then we were like, well, we'll never run out of stories.
Right.
Like, if you stick with cheating and being cheated on and cheating on people, like, well, we have, it's money in the bank. Like, you can never, we'll never run out of guest calls.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah.
No, and if I ever get another boyfriend, then I'll probably cheat on him, and then there's another story.
Could you call in the middle of it? Could you cheat on your next boyfriend?
Hey.
I'm cheating right now.
It'd be fun if you just didn't tell him. It'd be fun if he just never found out, and then you were like, oh, I did a podcast last week. Check it out. I don't know.
Fuck.
One I forgot to tell you this, Holly. One of the guys that, you remember when guys used to send me their, like, if they sent me a dick pic unsolicited, I'd draw, like, hats on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, so funny. Oh, my God.
I drew this one with, like, a party hat, and it was, like, it's my quinceañera. And so, this guy, I think I figured out who rated the podcast low, because this guy sent me a text, and he said, I didn't know that you would be offended by my dick pic, because he'd heard us talking about it on the podcast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, that was not my intention. And I was like, what
was
your intention?
What do guys fucking
to make me
think?
Horny?
God, I don't know. Dick doesn't do that. That's not the thing that makes us horny. That's
no.
not.
No. Be no. nice to me. I like that.
That, yeah. That would work.
Yeah.
The last guy that I got dick pics from before I entered a relationship was this guy would send me dick pics and like of him totally naked standing in front of a mirror, just like face, everything. And his room would always be so fucking dirty that it was distracting from the penis. Like I would notice many other things before I would get to the penis.
To comment on their like background of the photo,
yeah,
oh yeah,
and not on the dick,
yeah. I mean, when and you're saying it's way the dirty room is way more offensive than your unsolicited dick pic. Like
at right, that point,
for me,
I'm like, I mean, can you care. Make my a little trash, effort? But... Were you just walking by this mirror and we're like, yo, my dick looks good. I'm gonna snap a little photo. Like, show a little preparation.
A little photo shoot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Blur the background.
There's no way that an unsolicited dick pic has ever worked. Ever.
No.
Nobody's ever been like, I wasn't gonna fuck you, but
now that I see what you're working with. One time I got a dick pic from a guy on Facebook and I posted it back on his wall. Because I didn't know him. It wasn't like a person that I'd met.
Right.
No.
And
I want a familiar dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm like, you know, if I like added you on, if, like, we matched on Tinder and then you added me on Instagram and DM'd me your dick, that's one thing. We've had an interaction. It's not good. Right. Please don't do that. But, like,
I see the chain of events.
We've interacted. I see why your see dumb your brain connected that. Yeah. But just randomly Facebook, like, hey, what's up? Do you want this? I'm going to throw it at you. But then after I posted it, like, 15 people were like, oh, he sent this to me, too. And I was like, well, this man is the worst.
I'm not special.
Well, yeah, and then it ruins like the romance behind it, you know?
Right. I know.
So they sent the same dick pic. He didn't even change angles for it. Yeah.
I want an exclusive dick pic.
Want a new one.
Yeah. If I'm getting
I tell,
any
like,
of them.
Sometimes I like my boobs a lot, so like if I do like a person, I will like readily send out a boob shot. I won't put my face in it, but I will send my boobs because I like them. They're great. And
I have to cut that from the podcast. Like, we'll get DM'd photo requests for your boobs too much. Yeah.
God, please let me know. I need the like adrenaline. But like I need it. I like if I send it out, like I like to send it out without any warning and say like gotcha bitch under it. And then like
God damn it.
I don't know. I love sending out a boob pic. But like sometimes if somebody asks me for a boob pic, I'll be like, well, like I'm watching TV or I'm doing like I will not send you a fresh one, but I will send you like one of my stock like
from the
photos
vault.
I have. I'll send you something from the vault, but I can't be bothered to like.
Yeah, you're like I'm at dinner with my family right now. I can't.
Yeah,
right. I'm not gonna get up and go to the bathroom. Like also it's like for me a lot of it has to do with like laziness. It's like I'm like, well, like if somebody is like I want a shot of your vagina, I'm like, I'm wearing yoga pants. Like I'm not taking my pants off.
I've never taken a good bad pic, by the way. I don't know.
No, me neither.
I don't know if they exist.
I don't know what they want with that.
I don't either. I've tried all of it. All the angles I've tried to get on a stool, I've tried to the spread, the together, the up, down.
I've not either.
It's not a good one. It's really not.
No, just Google pussy pic, go to like the seventh page of image results and pick one from there and send that. They'll never know the difference.
They won't. That's I just gotta pick one with long lips, and then
you don't even have to. Just if it's different, and then he's like, "Hey, this doesn't look like the picture that you sent me." I'd be like, "You don't either. Surprise, we're different people."
Do you remember that guy I told you about that I went on a date with that like was using photos that were 10 years younger?
Yeah.
No, for like his face and stuff.
Everything, yeah. I don't fault someone for like fluctuating weight. Like my weight fluctuates. But you have to be realistic online about what you look like. And like, yeah. I met him and he was like 20 pounds heavier. His face was completely different. His hair was like gray. And I wanted to be like, listen, like, I'm not going to fuck you. Like, that's not like, I didn't know if that's what you like. I won't, but I do want you to be fucked. Like I do. I think like, if you should know, you should like present yourself different.
Yeah. I like how you're gonna help him out. You're giving him advice for future fucks. That's so great. Funny.
I didn't tell him that. I just was like, I gotta go. But like,
So you didn't even say that.
No, I just wanted to, but I was like, that's probably rude, so I just left.
So you just left.
I guess that is ruder.
Yeah.
I guess may be a little worse.
Yeah, that's a little worse than that.
No, but, well, speaking of bad decisions, Lace, do you have any mistakes or whoops that you would like to share with us?
So many mistakes. I don't know.
Perfect. We love them.
We can start with that 6-year relationship I was just talking about that led me to cheaties.
Yeah.
That was one big mistake, just a string of consistent mistakes leading to a secure relationship that I should have gotten out of. But that wasn't what I'm here to talk about. So I thought of, I racked my brain for some different mistakes, and I ran one by Catherine, my co-host. And so she said that was a good one, so I'll tell y'all that. Perfect. So when I very first started comedy, all right, and both of these happened like literally in the same like month and a half, and they both happened at the same club, and they both happened like it's both comedy related stuff. So one was my first weekend gig that I got to like host for like a famous person, right? Like a celebrity headliner. I got the gig. They tried me out one night, and they were like, okay, the headliner this weekend, and this was, we're talking 8 years ago, like 8.5 years ago.
Okay.
And they're like, the headliner this weekend is Rob Schneider. And at the time, like, I'd been doing comedy for months.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we want you to host, but we haven't had you at the club before. So we're going to try you out on a Thursday. And at that club, well, it's the Punchline in Atlanta, I'll just say it. But it was the old Punchline, like the original building, which is so badass. I don't know if y'all ever had a chance to go to the old one, but like, it's everything you ever wanted in like a 1980s.
Oh, wow. Wood.
Comedy club, like two floors. It's like Zany's, mm-hmm. In Nashville a little bit, but even I think that old one might have been bigger. But anyway, so special to be in there. All this history, it's like this place, you know, and everything usually runs like clockwork there. And so I didn't want to admit to anybody that I'd never hosted a show before.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the gig because somebody told the GM, oh, she's a great host. She's great. And I was like, yeah, I'm great.
Yeah.
All I thought was like, I have 10 minutes. Like I've got 10 minutes. That's all I have. But yeah. I've never hosted. But I can do this, right? Like I can, this is easy.
Yeah.
Y'all, I knew, and Rob Schneider was like, I was like, holy shit, this huge celebrity, right? Grew up watching all his movies and all that. And so I'm nervous, I'm ill-prepared, I've never done this. I get to the club, I tell the door guy, I'm like, I can confide in the door guy, right? So I'm like, hey, listen, I've never actually hosted a show, so what is it exactly? Or I think I said I never hosted here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, so what all do I need to do, and what do y'all need? And he's like, you just host. You just go out. You just bring up the comedians. And I was like, oh, okay. So, like, do I say something about the comic, like, before I start talking? Like, in what order in my set? Like, I know I do time, but, like, when he's like, you got announcements at the top. Here's a piece of paper for the announcements. You do your set, and then bring up the next person. And I was like, cool, what do I say about the person that I bring up?
Uh-huh.
And I said, and he goes, I don't know, just, you know, ask them. And I was like, well, the feature's in the green room, but the headliner's not. I don't know what to say. He goes, just whatever the website says about them. So I go to the website, and it's Rob Schneider's biography, like his whole, like everything he's ever accomplished.
Oh my God.
The hot chick.
All of his notable work, right? Starting from like SNL in the 80s.
Oh my God.
Like all of his movies in the 90s, all this shit, right? I went to the green room and I sat down and I started memorizing word for word his.
As if the people coming to see Rob Schneider do not know who Rob Schneider is.
But y'all, I didn't know. And I was like, I gotta make a good impression. And they said if I do good tonight, then I get the whole weekend of shows. And like the punchline, it would be Thursday night, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday,
wow,
three
yeah.
shows Saturday, and a show on Sunday.
Amazing.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7 shows.
Jeez.
That's 50
yeah.
bucks a show.
That's amazing.
7 shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, holy shit, that's great money. Like, I gotta get this. So I gotta do it right. I gotta impress these people, you know? I sat in the green room like a fucking nerd and sat there and memorized word for word every accolade in his entire biography, his professional biography.
Oh,
and then I brought up the feature. I asked the feature what to say. I said that. And then when it was between the feature and the headliner, I went to bring up Rob. And I just started reciting his entire biography, literally from like back in 1985.
Oh my God.
Rob Schneider got his start.
Oh my God, no, like a little
Saturday
novel.
He remained on Saturday Night Live for.
Oh my God.
like whatever amount of years. Yeah, Saturday Night Live, he met his soon-to-be good friend,
oh,
Adam
no.
Sandler. Adam Sandler and him went on to...
That's so funny.
Big movies together, including... And then I just fucking...
How long did that take?
The Hot Chick. Fucking every movie... what was it? Waterboy. Like, every...
Oh, I love that one.
Right? Every single fuck, it went on, y'all, and y'all know, your comics, it was the most uncomfortably long
oh, yeah.
fucking, like, 2.5
oh,
minutes
no.
of my life. Oh. I did the whole
oh,
fucking
God.
Thing, and I was so proud that I memorized it, but
yeah.
I realized in the moment how fucking weird it was, and it realized, like, people were, like, antsy, and they're, like, adjusting in their seats, and, like, what the fuck? Like, and then he finally, like, he comes out early from the curtain to save my life. And he, like, comes out in the curtain. He's like, okay, thank you so much. And
yeah.
he shakes my hand and they, like, walks over. And that was my first time meeting him because he wasn't in the green room. Like, when the show, he had been, like, up in the upstairs green room.
Yeah.
With the GM and everybody, and the owner and everybody. And so I never even saw him. That was my first time seeing his face. And I'm, like, on stage and I'm in the middle of this thing. And then he, like, interrupts me. And I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, hey, and it's like fucking Rob Schneider, like, shaking my hand. I'm like, oh my God. And then I go back in the green room and I just sit there. And then no one said anything to me, right?
Yeah.
So I, like, popped around the corner and I watched the rest of the show. And then as soon as he was done, you know, obviously I go back on to say bye to the audience. And so I go back on and say the little thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. And he comes, he waits for me in the green room and he goes, hey, you did great. Thought you were really funny. By the way, all you need to say is, you know who you're here for.
Yeah.
He was the nice.
That was good. He was so nice about it.
So fucking nice, y'all. He could have been such a jerk to me.
Yeah.
And was so nice and just said, all you need to say is.
Aww.
And I was sick. Like, I was so.
Oh, yeah.
I felt sick.
That's the worst feeling.
It was a sold out show and they sat like 300 at the time.
Oh. God.
So like, oh my god, like I didn't think I realized, like I knew it was weird, but I didn't realize how bad of a mistake I made until he needed to say that to me. And then all I could think was like those 2.5 minutes of just standing on that stage reciting his bio just like started flooding me.
Oh,
and I, like,
my god,
couldn't even sleep that night. But here's the best part, I got the whole weekend.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you did.
So did for the other shows, like, did you say
I like her moxie?
Yeah, I think he was just like, she's a fucking weird girl. Like, let's have
her school. Yeah.
At the other ones, did you just say, you know who you're here to see?
And then that's what I did the whole rest of the week. Yeah. Like, all 7 shows with him, I was just like, all right! Like, I felt like a fucking, like, I was like a veteran host, like, at a comedy show. Like, yeah, man, that's me too. Okay, well, next guy coming up, guy you came here to see.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think even one show, I was like, I don't even need to say his name.
No. You know my buddy Robbie. Robbie, yes. Welcome out. Come on.
Yeah. Robert Schneid. Come on.
Me and Schneid hanging out backstage. Going to bring him out now.
And then he's like, tone it down. Yeah. Okay? You're fucking cocky there.
Yeah, what if you just went out and you were like, all right, guys, next comic up. Come on. He's coming out. You know. And then he's like, well, you could say a little bit more. You could give me a little.
Yeah, he's like, maybe meet somewhere in between. Maybe
Oh, my God.
Next guy. Here he is. So.
Yeah, y'all. It was, I was super fucking embarrassed.
I bet there were some people in the crowd being like, oh, I forgot he was in that movie.
Probably.
They're like, oh, you should watch that. Happy Gilmore. That's so good.
Oh, yeah, he does. Ooh. He does have cameos. Oh, he is in that. Yeah.
That's right. Mr. Deeds. Okay, I love those movies.
So do I. And that's the thing is I was so fan, like I was fangirling out.
Right.
There, in this moment, I'm about to be on stage and then like, I think a part, I'm sure the reason I got the rest of the weekend is because he was probably flattered.
Yeah.
That I was
memorized his bio.
Yeah. So he probably, I'm sure, because no comics, I mean, I don't, to this day, like, I don't go and look at the website to see what they say about me on it. Like,
right.
Show up. Right.
What if he thought you were just some, like, super fan?
Yeah. He's like, right? She's thoroughly researched me, and I appreciate that. Book her for the whole weekend.
That's exactly, I think that my mistake, like, actually benefited me. Because he was like, man, what? Because it was the first time I was like, Rob, you know who you came here for. He might, you know, I'm sure that would have worked just fine. But I think that I probably, I just like,
Here's
everything about him.
I love him.
I love you, Rob. I'm sorry, you're married.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I would have just been like, it's, I don't know, if I would have seen him the whole time, I would have just been like, you can do it. You can do it all night long.
Yeah. Oh, so you know his closer. That's so weird.
Is that really?
You've seen his act. Okay.
What if you just got on stage to bring him out and he was like, all right, I want everybody to cheer for Rob Schneider. You can do it. And then everybody's just screaming that. And he's like, I hate this.
I guarantee fucking to you, I'm sure on the road, I'm sure when he goes to shows, ruin his. I'm sure they get up and say this shit that he's, because that's a big part of, I mean, 8 years
is ago. I've actually never seen it.
But he does stand up, right? So he's like, he's married, he's got kids and all this stuff. So he has some jokes about his life.
Yeah.
And then at some point you kind of have to, it's one of those things like you got to please the audience because there's.
Yeah. They're like,
yeah,
do the water boy.
They're sitting there waiting, and they're like, you can do it. You know, people are like having a fucking aneurysm waiting for him to say these words. So at one point, he does get into the whole, like, he just starts doing lines. I can't remember like, in what way he does it. Like, if he has, like, jokes that do it, or if it's just more like, y'all remember this? And then, like, does it, like... Either way, people lost their friggin' minds, right? Like, it's the coolest night of their whole lives because there's Rob Schneider, and he said the things they've seen him say in the movie. So.
I know, when you said Waterboy, I was like, oh, that's the quote I remember from that movie.
Yeah.
And the one where they're like, they say alligators, they're feeling, something about their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can't taste or something. I don't remember.
Those are two different things.
All I remember is, Kathy, who plays
Bates.
Yeah, Bates. Kathy Bates, like, plays along. Like, Baba Boucher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't play that foosball. That's what I remember. Oh, and then Vicky Valancourt. Yeah, I guess I do remember.
Yeah. Some,
it's classic. It's a classic.
How we find out you're in some, like, group of, like, Waterboy. She's like, I guess I know a little.
I guess I know a lot of that.
She's like, I don't know. Part of his intro is just naming a lot of Waterboy facts. So you're like, I do remember quite a few, actually.
I just want my bio. For now on, I think I'm going to put my writer. I'm just going to ask people to just do Rob Schneider's bio.
I would just want to write a lot of really flattering things and be like, I don't know, say whatever is in her bio that says she's the coolest, hottest, most fun actual person. And yet when she does comedy, you fall in love with her. It's Holly Perkins. I'd come out and be like, wow, I think the host has a crush on me. I don't know.
That's
nice. In love with me?
Off the top of my head, I think my bio says something about being irresistible.
Yeah, something.
Nina, but I don't know.
Sexual powerhouse, Holly Perkins? I don't know.
Sexual powerhouse? Yeah. Oh, so she's HPV positive. Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm so sorry. Wrong.
You can't spell HPV without HP. You know what I'm saying? Those are my initials.
Holly Perkins.
She puts the ho Holly in Holly.
Perkins vagina.
Perkins vagina.
That's what HPV stands for.
Holly Perkins' is vagina. Everybody has it. One in four people.
And guess what? It is positive as fuck.
One in four people have HPV.
positively charged.
It's positive.
Be like, hey guys, so I don't know if that was confusing for y'all. I do have HPV, but like, so do most people, so it's fine. Anyway, I'm here to do comedy. And then that was just how I came out.
That's I told this guy once on Bumble that my vagina had a little fingernail in it.
What the fuck?
Why would you it say doesn't. That?
What did he say? What a fucking weird thing to say.
Mary J, that is such a crazy thought to even.
I thought of what would be the worst thing that... I have two fears. Three fears.
It's like where it is in the vagina. Where the fucking fingernail is. Is it right over the clitoral hood?
No, it's, I don't know. It's inside.
It's just right on the inside? Like.
Just on the side, on a wall.
On the inner wall, okay.
So I told him, I was like, you'll have to be careful because, like, if we have, like, if we have sex, it might, like, you might, like, feel it. I was just fucking with him because I was bored.
Did he believe you?
He was like, a nail. He was like, how did that happen? And I was like, a fungus from my toe got up there and it grew a nail.
Jesus!
And then he was like, oh. He reacted similarly. He unmatched. I mean, he was like, that's a weird prank.
And then when you were like, it's true, he was like, what the, why?
I gotta go.
Yeah, I think that is maybe one guy that maybe turned you down that I maybe am on his side in that one.
No, I don't. Yeah, it was fine. These are the fears I have. One of them is, two of them involve the ocean.
Okay.
One of them is like, I will only wear like water shoes when I go in the water because I don't like want to step anything. But like, I have this fear of like a fish swimming up my vagina.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I genuinely, I know that I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. You need to be bare-assed in a river for a while.
No, you need to be actively putting fish inside your vagina for that to happen.
Maybe if you reached in and grabbed it and chucked it in there, you need to like,
put it in your diva cup. Put a little fish in your diva cup, and then that's how you get it. That's the only way that a fish will swim in your vagina.
My other fear you put it is there. When there's like a porta potty. If you're like in the porta potty, I'm afraid there's a snake at the bottom, and it's gonna jump up my butthole.
Yeah,
that's my other fear.
That's okay. Now, first of all, you're saying porta potty.
She is. She's saying porta potty.
Like portable.
I thought it was like. like a brand name.
No, it's like Porto Potty. Potty. Like a portable it's potty.
Portable potty. So a Porto potty. Porta potty.
Oh, that makes actually a lot more. Okay. Yeah. Actually, totally on board. Hey, you don't have to convince me of that one.
I don't want to correct you, though, because maybe some dude whose last name's Porter owns a whole line of Porta potties, and those are Porter potties, and they're near you. So I can't. I don't know.
Maybe I've just grown up with very specific ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen porta potties in Mary J's hometown, and they're just the same brand as everyone else. They're like
you don't know
John to go or something.
You don't know my porta potty.
Okay.
So. Oh, fuck. But yeah, but in a porta potty, I think a snake would for sure be in there. And specifically the ones that are named brand porter potties.
I don't think that a snake could survive in a porta potty. I don't think that it could live in the chemicals that they use to
that's a good point.
At the bottom of it. I think that the snake would die.
Yeah, but maybe if you went into one and you dropped the snake in and it was trying to get out, but you were like, I'm gonna keep you in there, and like you put your butt on the seat and you're like, stay in there, snake, and then he starts to jump up and try to get out, like right before he died. So that could happen.
Yeah. I just heard they like look for warm places, and I know my butthole's warm. Like I know it is.
Well, yeah. It should be if you're alive, for sure.
Yeah,
I think that's a fear that you don't have to worry about. I have. Did you ever watch that show River Monsters?
Oh, I'm aware.
No.
Okay.
I haven't watched it, but I'm aware. It's like the people that they like noodle, right? And they catch those fucking giant catfish. Is that the
no,
one?
That's a different show. But I do know that is a real show. But no, this one is like. it's this like British host, and he just finds all these crazy things that live in rivers all over the world. So it'll be like fish that are as big as your house that have like 12 layers of teeth. Like it's insane the things that he finds. And there are some fish that can swim into your genital area.
Yes.
But they don't tend to go into women's vaginas.
Go into penis holes.
They will go into a penis or a urethra.
Yeah.
But not as much of a vagina. And you have to be in a very specific part of, like, I think maybe the Amazon. Don't fact check me on
that.
That's
right, because on 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days, he wears this, like, condom thing to go swimming in the Amazon.
Yeah, but it's it's kind of like saying that if somebody were to come to the U.S. that, like, they may have an alligator bite off their arm. It's like, yeah, it could happen, but the odds of it happening are very low.
My favorite thing about those little urethra fish is they're real small, and they've got barbs on them, I think.
Lots of barbs. I like the way you said my favorite thing, as if there are lots of things I like about the urethra fish, but my favorite thing are the barbs that they have.
Barbs. Big fan of the barbs, right?
They go in, fish,
pull them back out.
We love a barb.
I'm at the beach. Every time I go to the beach, ask me how many times I go in the ocean. None times.
Really? That was literally like a huge part of me going to the beach is just me being like, I want to be in the water.
I will not fuck around with the ocean.
Last week. So what are your other, Mary J, I'm super interested now. So what are your all your fears? So you said.
All my fears?
Well, you said three. You specifically labeled three. So you said two were water related. So we know about the urethra fish you're worried about.
The other one went along with
the
things growing in my vagina.
Anything growing or just?
They're all like, all my fears are really like involving like water and things getting like in my body.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
When I got the COVID test, I was furious. Like I was so mad.
Have it?
They did it. I don't.
Did they put it in your vagina?
I had to get it because one of my coworkers got it.
You were mad that you didn't have it though? Is that why?
No, I was mad because the test is so, it like touches your brain. And I felt really bad. The like National Guard guy like put it up my nose and I shoved him like, because I just reacted. Like,
yeah.
I just like pushed his arm and I was like, I don't know why. I literally don't know why I did that. Like,
he was I pushed the part of your brain that makes your arm move. I'm in control now.
I was so mad.
It's called reflexes. That's what that is.
And then I just, like, he was like, all right, you're done. And I was like, honestly, like, it's not personal, but I am too mad at you to say thank you, so I'm just going to go.
He's like, I did nothing.
I know, I feel, I was just like, I'm fucking pissed at you. Like, it's not personal. It's not.
I just don't know what other things you think can grow in your vagina, but I adore
you. I've heard about a mushroom.
That's insane, then, Mary J. That is insane.
That's insane.
Well, and then there was that, you remember, Holly doesn't like when I talk about it, but like the Hall of Shame on Reddit.
I hate Reddit. I don't know how to Reddit, so I don't do it.
I don't really Reddit, but I did read all their Wall of Filth, and it was all of the worst stories.
Gross.
And one of them, this like guy, like, thought that he put like a Jolly Rancher in this girl's vagina, which I have a rule, like, no sugar goes near my vagina. Yes, and like, right.
Yeah, good. Don't fuck up your pH.
That's how you get a mushroom in your vagina. And so
I did hear that once on Nicole Byer's podcast, where a guy was eating her out, and he had eaten a Snickers, and then she found a peanut in her vagina. So, that actually happened to her. So,
did he put a Snickers in there first, and then
How did he not like?
She was a little unclear of how it happened.
Yeah, how like, do you have a whole nut in there? No,
she did not eat a Snickers and then eat my vagina.
No.
Not to continue promoting other podcasts, but if you listen to Why Won't You Date Me, she's pretty transparent about it. She'll talk about it a lot, that she once found a peanut in her vagina.
Okay, I'd like to hear that episode. I'm going to need to do some research.
Yeah, But, you know, so I get that you could feel, and there was that movie, I think it was just called Teeth, where the girl had a full set of teeth in her vagina.
No, it's called Dentata, right?
Oh, yeah. But
or no, there was one called Teeth. There's
I think it was like a remake of that one. Yeah.
Not to talk about another podcast, but what my favorite podcast is, How Did This Get Made?
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, and they always talk about those terrible movies, and one of them was Dentata. I'm for sure saying it wrong, but it's the same thing. It's the idea of a vagina with teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, so
that's terrible.
Yeah, but she uses it for good. Like, she has sex with all of these terrible, like, rapists and horrible people, and then she bites their dick off. So
does she like bite when she like comes or what?
Or she can just I think bite. She just bites like you bite with your own mouth, you know, you can control it when it happens.
She waits till it gets in there, and then I think the teeth are facing backwards like a shark, so that you can't get out of a shark's mouth because the teeth are
yeah,
so they're not just like chomp chomp like nice,
it rips it off,
like, yeah, they're not like horse teeth, right? They're like sharp, barbed,
yeah, like a piranha.
What does she do with, I guess she has to retrieve it,
or maybe it works like a Venus flytrap, and then she eats it, the penis, and then the penis is absorbed into her body because she needs the protein.
No, it drops, it falls off, at least in the movie. It just
pops right out. Okay, good.
Yeah,
so she just opens and it just falls. Just
yep.
Wow.
Yep. She releases it. Like if you were eating something and you wanted to spit it out. She spits it out of her vagina.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to need to watch this for sure.
It's honestly, I wouldn't suggest it. It's not great, you know?
Can you stop talking with your vagina full? That's so rude.
But after that came out, there were like a lot of stories of people being like, that chick has teeth in her vagina. And I'd be like, no, that's not a thing. Like, no.
But I do want
men to think we might have.
I was just about to say, I'm on your team. I want people to think that. Like, you know what you just reminded me of? So, Mary Jane, when you said you tricked this guy into thinking that you, and I'll get to my other mistake in a second. I don't know how much time we have, but.
We're good.
When you were talking about the fingernail, that you convinced the guy that you had a fingernail in your vagina.
Which is saying that sentence is so funny.
It's so funny. So I have a good girlfriend of mine who's got two teenage boys, and so she's on TikTok now because they're on TikTok constantly, and all they do is talk about TikTok and just TikTok talk, right? So she is they came to her, and now she jumped on, and now she's like watching stuff on there and all that and participating. She's not doing the dances, don't worry.
Yeah.
But she's like, you know, she's kind of involved in the TikTok world now. And so the boys, and she was aware of this thing that's happening. And I don't know if y'all are, so I'm super excited to see if y'all are. But she was aware because one of her teenage boys came to her, and they're like, is this true, Mom? So girls on TikTok, y'all, teenage girls, have gotten together and have decided to yes and this, and they just all jump on board and agree. So the girls have tricked teenage boys into thinking that periods are when they grow a tiny penis every month and they have to cut it off.
My queens.
And then it regrows. What? The next month, and then they have to cut it off.
Oh, my God.
That's why there's blood, and that's why they're so painful, and that's why they're in a bad mood.
No.
It's because they are growing their tiny.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
Is that not the funniest shit? I was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard, and I am literally have no worries about future.
I have. That's what I was just about to say. I was like, I have so much high hopes now. Like, they've got this.
Thank you. Well, they already did great with the whole, you know, they all those K-pop fans got together and bought all those tickets for
yes.
the Donald Trump rally so that it looked like there were more tickets than, you know, more people coming than did. So I was like, oh,
that's
well,
so funny.
I'm already in love with TikTok teenagers now. And then they did this.
Yeah.
And then she started, because I was like, that's insane. Is that really happening? Like, I believed her, of course, but I'm like, this, how are they doing this? And she started sending me videos. Like, she finds the TikTok videos of the girls, and it is hilarious.
That is so funny.
There's like videos of girls like Blair Witch style that they're like filming themselves and like crying at the camera. They're like, I waited too late this month to cut it off.
Oh, and, like, my God.
And the comments are just full of just boys and just like, huh? They're a lot of girls going, girl, I feel you. Me too. That's what happened to me last month. And all the girls are yes anding, and all the boys are like, wait, that's not, you're lying. You're lying,
right?
Is that? Wait a minute.
Oh, that is so crazy because
dudes are not going to be in charge in the future. I love it.
It also just shows you how fucking terrible abstinence-only education is, that our sex education in schools has allowed it to where boys can think that we grow and cut off penises every month.
Thank you. That is a failure in the education system.
That is a huge failure. And
yeah.
Like, oh my God.
I love it though. It makes me so
They're my favorite.
Happy. It's my favorite. Like, I want them to be president. There's a whole bunch of those.
They should all be the president.
Who've convinced boys that they grow tiny penises and cut them off. Like, that's my new cabinet.
Okay, we do have a little bit more time if you want to share your other mistake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Same thing, club, punchline. This was probably like 2 months after that whole Rob Schneider weekend happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to go see Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer was there. And this is literally like 3 months before Inside Amy Schumer came out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So this was when she wasn't like crazy famous yet.
Yeah.
Like, she was about to be crazy famous.
Yeah.
Like, every time I remember this version of Amy Schumer was like the one that I was like, I loved her. And I had listened to all of her shit, and I knew she had won Last Comic Standing. Or she never won it, did she? Was she runner-up?
I think she was runner-up.
Yeah.
I think she was, like, Eliza
won. Eliza won it, but I don't think Amy did. Yeah, so Amy was, like, a runner-up, like, for her year. Anyway, so I knew her from that because I was obsessed with comedy and everything. And I would, like, tell people about, like, oh, Amy Schumer's so great. And people are like, this is Amy Schumer. So this is that Amy Schumer. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
She's so fucking funny. I had gone for the weekend to go see one of her shows, and Mia Jackson, y'all know Mia, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Comic. So she was featuring for Amy, and she had done shows with Amy in the past, and they had been friends. They'd been buddies, and that's why Mia tours with her and all that now. So she's like, after the show's over, I'm like, oh, holy shit, it was so great. You know, I like bought a ticket by myself and went and sat in the back and watched. And then I was talking to Mia, and Mia was like, oh, yeah, did you have fun? I was like, yeah, it was so much fun. I'm such a huge fan of Amy's. And she's like, oh, you want to meet her? And I was like, holy shit, I want to. We're talking like, I'm a few months into, like, or less, I'm still less than a year into comedy. This is my, like, favorite, one of my top favorite comics. And I'm starstruck. I'm like, holy shit, this is not real. People in there aren't acting like they would today, though, if she was at a show, right? Like, they wouldn't, they weren't lining up and all that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, you're going to like, yes, of course, I want to meet her. So we go upstairs to that, the upstairs offices with the GM and everything. And Amy's just standing up there talking to the GM of the Punchline, Marcy, who's been the GM for like 30 something years. And everything's just chill and cool. And Mia just walks me up the stairs in the back and walks me into this room. And everybody just acts cool and chill. And I'm, my heart's beating out of my freaking chest, right? Like, I'm, like, about to explode. And I'm like, or she introduces me. And she's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you, I'm Amy. And I'm like, oh, hi, I'm like, she's like, do you do comedy? I was like, yeah, I do. I just, you know, I started this year. And she's like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah, would you like a spot on the show tomorrow? She's like, you want to do a guest spot?
What?
Y'all, and I'm dying. And here's the problem. Oh, well, you'll find out in a second. So I already had a commitment the next night, okay? So I stood there and I was like, oh my God, I would love to do that. That would be awesome. That'd be great. Thank you so much. But like, I thought she won't remember that she asked. It's not going to be a big deal. Like, yeah. I've got to go to this other thing. Yeah. I can't stand here right now and tell her the fucking thing that I'm going to tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So, because you'll find out. And I'm like, I can't say this. So I'm just going to like say yes, thank you so much. And then send Mia a message later and be like, I can't make it. But I'm so like thrilled that she asked me. Anyway, so the thing I had committed to fucking go to, all right, was my best friend in the whole world. At the time, she was, but there's a local magazine. I think there's one in like every town. It's called Jezebel Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like under modern luxury. Like every city has like a main like city magazine, and that's one of them. So it's like highlights like socialites and shit in town and fashion and blah, blah, blah. But it's local. So my best friend had applied for, or somebody had submitted her, and she had been chosen as one of Atlanta's most beautiful.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And this was a party for Atlanta's most beautiful. And she had asked me to come along with her. I went to this stupid fucking party instead of becoming friends with Amy Schumer.
And
the worst part about the party, outside the fact that there were like five other people there, was that it was just open bar to all of these, like, Atlanta's most beautiful. I think they picked, like, 12 or something, like, 6 guys and 6 girls. And then come to find out there's no ceremony. There's nothing special.
Oh, my God.
They literally just rented out a club, like a dance club, and then had an open bar, and that was it.
Oh.
One was just supposed to be there literally for like the pics on the red carpet when you walked in. Like, that was it.
Oh my God. So
by the time I get there and I realize like what the fuck I chose over opening for Amy or doing a spot with Amy and hanging out with her the fucking rest of the weekend, was I went there. And so once I realized it, I just got blackout is what I did.
That's what I would do.
I was like, cool, free vodka, awesome, here's our table, we're gonna need a few of those, bring those over here,
bottle service.
Yeah, and that's what we did. And I just went full, and then they were handing out, like, they had the little Chinese takeout boxes, and they had those full of noodles and stuff, so we were just literally like chugging vodka, and then we'd grab like free noodles and slurp noodles. So that was the only food we had, was just some fucking noodles. And then we got so wasted so fast. I did, especially. And at one point, I like go into the bathroom. And the worst part is like I applied to Atlanta's Most Beautiful like an asshole, and I didn't get even picked.
Oh so. My God, Lace. So you're there being like, not only did these people tell me I'm not as beautiful as all the other people here, but I'm missing out on a huge personal opportunity.
Huge personal opportunity. And not that like that would have changed my life or anything, or maybe it would have. Who knows? I've always been like, if I just fucking met her and we hung out, like, chill, you know, and she didn't think I was like trying to chase her for fame or something. But at this point, like, she immediately blew up and got so crazy famous within months after that. I could have like gotten in as like a normal fucking comic.
Yeah.
And she would've known, like, a normal peer. And I was early in comedy, so I could have learned a lot. You know what I mean? Like, there was just so many opportunities to have gotten, like, just from being like knowing her and having a relationship with her. But anyway, yeah, so I was there and I just said, just got blackout. And at one point I like went to the bathroom. I was in a dress I borrowed from my best friend. And I'm in the bathroom and I pass out in the bathroom. Sitting on the toilet and I was peeing and I pulled my little panties down and I've got her dress like pulled up. And then I think I just got real sleepy. And then I just like, was like, I'll just take on this toilet paper roll. And then I just went to sleep in a disgusting nightclub bathroom on the toilet paper roll. And then my friend came, people started like being like, where's Lace? And then somebody came in to find me. She came in to find me. It was my best friend. And she came in and she opens the stall. She comes in, she tries to help me. She falls. And then she's so drunk, she can't get back up. Now both of us are just like,
oh no.
Third girl that was with us had to come in to get us. She couldn't get us. She had to go get another girl. So the whole crew ended up having to come in, literally like remove us like like firemen. And like all of our friends like remove our dumb bodies out of this building and like pile us into a fucking Uber to get us.
Oh.
That's what my night was. And I could have been on stage in front of 300 people working with my one of my favorite fucking comics on stage becoming buddies with her. Yeah.
The hardest part of that to me would be the hangover next day.
Oh,
because
yes.
Not only do you feel like death, you also are ashamed of yourself, which is one of the hardest hangover emotions to process.
That's the worst feeling.
Yeah. It was just the dumbest choice. It was such a dumb fucking party, a dumb title, a dumb thing to even attend. You got something from it. Like, I think you got some, like, either money or, like, free stuff or something. And then just the clout of, like, being in the magazine. It was just not, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a whole thing to it. And you're not just, it's not just because you're pretty. Like, it's supposed to be because you do, like, you do
like
charity.
Like a Beauty and Beau kind of contest.
Exactly. So, like, it was, you know, whatever. But, like, looking back, what a fucking dumb thing I did. Like that, and that kind of set the stage for me from then on out. I was like, you know what? Nothing's more important than a comedy show. Like, I can't, like, it better be my wedding.
A funeral.
Yeah.
Like, funeral, and that better be it. Like, if it's not good enough reason, I'm not missing a fucking opportunity again.
Yeah.
God, so. And I mean, the thing that's, you know, the saving grace of that is that you were a new comic. Like, had that been somebody who'd been in it for 2 years, I think they would have been shunned. Like, I think we just would have been like, how dare you give up that opportunity? But when you're new, you're like, I can't help it. I had other things. Like, I had committed.
I didn't know. I'm just a few months in.
Yeah.
I felt so stupid. That's why I even knew in the moment that it was a dumb thing that I was choosing because I didn't mention it to either
one
of them.
I
should have been like, oh shit, I have this thing. But if I would have mentioned, they would have been like, what? Both, and then I'd have Mia, Amy, and the GM of the Punchline like staring at me like, are you fucking serious right now? And they would have probably talked me out of it, which would have been a smart idea.
Yeah.
Well, so stupid.
You know, that wasn't where your path was meant to go, you know?
No.
You were meant to not open for Amy and figure out your own way, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I've met all kinds of cool people after that. But it's like, even it's like the coolest shit you even do afterward, like, will not...
One thing.
Will not measure up to the one thing you don't know what could have happened.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
All the what-ifs and possibilities in your head are much better than what anything has given you otherwise.
Anything that's actually happened cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Does not match the fantasy that I have about me and Amy becoming besties.
Yeah. I know. I get that feeling sometimes with people where I'm like, if they just met me, I would be their best friend.
They would know.
If they just met me, they'd be like, wow, she is irresistible. We must be friends.
They would totally fucking get it. Exactly. I know. And I mean, I know all of this makes me sound like such a fucking like asshole dude.
No, not at all.
No, the thing is that, you know, the whole podcast is about making mistakes and learning from them and growing from them and, you know, getting different things from them. And, you know, I'm sure that there's been a lot of really positive things that have come out of you being in Atlanta and not being on the now canceled Inside Amy Schumer show, you know?
True.
So
it's true. There's not. I'll never be okay with not getting on Inside Amy Schumer. I'm sorry. I st- still use that as a credit for Mia, even though that was like 8 years ago. I'm like, every time I get to introduce Mia on anything, I'm like, she was on Inside Amy Schumer. Okay, yeah, she's been on Comedy Central and those super like,
yeah.
She's
well.
So fucking cool though. But yeah, I mean, I am very thankful for the circles that I get to hang out in. And knowing Mia turns out cooler than fucking, I guess, knowing anybody else. So
there you go.
She's such a fucking badass. I'm so thankful to be even able to call her my friend and hit her up when I, you know, when I have comedy questions or I just want to talk shit about somebody. Feels yeah. fucking good.
That's so nice yeah. to have like an ally in the comedy world.
That's so important. Yeah. So fucking
absolutely.
Comforting for sure. Yeah.
Well, I think if somebody is trying to get into comedy, which is a crazy thing to do right now, but they've learned a lot from this episode. You know?
That's true. Learned a lot.
Very yeah. true.
Yeah. I've definitely told a lot of new comics that story about the Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
But it took me a long time. I didn't start telling people that story until like a year and a half ago because I was yeah. so embarrassed.
Well, Lace, where can people find you if they would like to follow you or check out the stuff you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing that I could ask for is just trying to build up those Instagram followers before I take over TikTok, you know? So if everybody could follow me on Instagram, that'd be awesome. My personal page, which is at Lace Larrabee. If they just attempt it, they'll find it. L-A-C-E, L-A-R-R-A-B-E-E. And then in my bio, you can see a link to Cheaties Podcast. You can follow that. If you're not interested in me personally, that's fine. Just follow Cheaties. I'm fine with that as well. So Cheaties is like Wheaties, but with a C. Yeah, it's all about cheating. It's super fun, super funny. So we're just trying to build up those followers, yo.
Yeah, it's very fun. I highly suggest checking it out. We've had both the hosts on the podcast now, so you know them and love them.
Yes, and we're going to have Mary J on ours, and then we'll have
family.
I can't remember what episode. It'll take me 2 seconds, though, to find out if I scroll back. Do you remember your episode? Oh, Our Butthole's Art.
Our Butthole's Art. There you go. Yeah. I think I've mentioned the butthole story on this podcast, but I tell it in more detail on that one. So check that out.
Yeah. A lot of details. So.
Yeah. lots of details. Okay. There's a lot. Mary J, where can people find you?
At Mary J Berger on all platforms.
I am at Perkalurk on. Oh, and where?
Mary on Bubble. No, I'm kidding. Don't find me there. I'll mess with you.
Yeah,
I don't think you can find people on Bundle.
No, I don't think you can like search them. But I also love the thought. I love the thought of somebody searching the name Mary just in hopes of finding you.
Mary.
You can find me at Perkalurk on Instagram and at Holly Perk on Twitter. You can follow the podcast at Whoops Pod on Twitter and at Whoops Podcast on Instagram. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back with a new episode next week. Thank you so much, Lace, for joining
us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.